Burnaby, British Columbia.
Speak up.
You're listening to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We're the campus and community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories. Good morning. Hello. Welcome. Thanks for hanging out with me here on Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the one and only campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University on Burnaby Mountain, where we broadcast the unceded ancestral territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Stolo, Katsi, Kuquitlam, and other Coast Salish peoples. I'm Jesse, and today on the show we have three different parts. I'm going to do my best to get through everything in good time. We have an interview with Rosa from the Tsleil Sexual Violence Support Center, speaking about both Tsleil and also their fundraising event, Streaming for Survivors, which goes from March 23rd to 30th, so Saturday, this coming Saturday until the following Saturday. I'll get more information about that in a few minutes, as well as my conversation with Rosa. We will also have another installment of the Rendezvous de la Francophonie podcast. This time we'll be hearing from Callie Linz. And also something kind of fun and weird that is not quite what did Jesse find in the archives and not quite Tape Rescue, but it is from a cassette released in the year 2023 that features sort of video gamey music and an entire side of the cassette that is the story. So we're going to hear that from Compander, along with, you know, little bits and pieces here and there. So as usual, we're going to start with some local Vancouver-based music. This track is from a forthcoming album from Parlor Panther, which comes out tomorrow, March 22nd. This is the title track, Bloom, here on Speak Up on CJSF.
Thank you.
by Parlor Panther from the record of the same name, which comes out tomorrow. You can grab that on Bandcamp. We're at parlorpanthermusic.com. I'm Jesse. This is Speak Up. The Salal Sexual Violence Support Center is BC's largest sexual violence support center, supporting more than 6,000 women, trans, non-binary, two-spirit, and gender-diverse survivors of sexualized violence annually. And the Salal Sexual Violence Support Center is gearing up for a big fundraising event called Streaming for Survivors, which runs from March 23rd to 30th. You can find out more information about Salal at salalsvsc.ca. That's S-A-L-A-L-S-V-S-C, salalsvsc.ca. And you can find out more about Streaming for Survivors at the same website or directly at salalsvsc.ca/S4S, Streaming for Survivors, salalsvsc.ca/S4S. Yesterday, I had a conversation with Rosa from Salal, and so now you're going to hear that as she gives us an overview of the work that Salal does, the resources that are available, and also this really exciting fundraising event, Streaming for Survivors. Here we go.
Hi, my name's Rosa, she, they, and I'm the stewardship coordinator at Salal Sexual Violence Support Center here in Vancouver, BC.
Thanks for joining me this morning, Rosa. Just to get started, can you let our listeners know a little bit about the Salal Sexual Violence Support Center? What is it? What do you do?
So Salal began back in 1983 as a one-woman operated crisis line in someone's basement. So what we do, you know, 41 years later, we provide gender-affirming, anti-oppressive, and intersectional feminist support services. And this is for women, trans, two-spirit, non-binary, and gender-diverse survivors of sexualized violence across Canada and beyond. So that means we have over 400 caseloads at any given moment. We do counseling, which has like over 2 years long wait list, so we're very busy. And it's really great because we have all these different types of services. Like, we have our 24-hour crisis and information line. We have individual counseling and group counseling. And we have all these amazing programs that come up and come down depending on like the time of year. But there's Indigenous ones that are like culturally specific. I just went to a pipe ceremony with our Indigenous coordinator for community. So, you know, there's some more like higher level things that we do in the sense of like justice. Like, we go to court with survivors. We do police accompaniment. We do third party reporting. And we also have this really amazing 24-hour hospital accompaniment. So if people have experienced sexualized violence, Salal teams, the SART working teams, will go in and support them at the hospital, make sure they're getting the right care, they're getting treated equitably, fairly, knowing all their rights. So it's quite a large amount of things that we do.
Yeah, it's a huge portfolio, as it were. I think most people generally hear Sexual Violence Support Center and are like, yes, I support the work that you do, but might not necessarily know the full breadth of what is provided, what's available. And I think that's important also when people are thinking about accessing the services that Salal provides, knowing what those are and what a broad range of supports exist there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's really been developed with community. And so it's survivor-centered. And, you know, it's not like this top-down process. It's really bottom-up. So I think if anybody out there is like thinking about seeking help but not knowing like if it's the right place or right fit, like this is a really safe place to come to.
And I think related to that, maybe part of the reason for that is that, as you mentioned, the work you do is done through an intersectional feminist, decolonial, and anti-oppressive framework. For our listeners, can you explain a little bit what that means and why it's important for the work that you do at Salal?
Well, I don't know if anyone knows, but we used to be called WAVA. And WAVA means Women Against Violence Against Women. So we've We rebranded last year, April 1st. So we're about to have our 1 year anniversary for our rebrand to Salal, because that inclusivity piece was being sort of missed in the name previously. So we do support, you know, marginalized genders. And that means genders that are pushed to the side, that are marginalized, that aren't, you know, the sort of mainstream binary. Intersectional, that is to say that harm can happen and it can cascade and it kind of overlaps. Like, we know that it's not just like pockets, and that all these things sort of, nothing happens in a vacuum. Like, everything is based on the, you know, different layers. And obviously, like, things like what your race is, you know, what your gender is, what's your socioeconomic background, like, those things can corroborate higher rates of harm. This is what we've seen. This is what we know. So the intersectional piece is to know that, like, those supports need to happen at a lens that is looking at multiple factors. Anti-oppressive, well, I mean, like, that one is a little bit more obvious in the sense that, like, we don't stand for oppression. We don't, we want to uplift all these, the systems of oppression that make these harms happen. We're against them, and we're trying to rewrite the system. We're trying to implement new strategies, new ways of knowing, new ways of being. And then what was the last one?
It was decolonial.
Decolonial, right. We ended up actually choosing a name that is also a plant that's native here. And decolonizing, again, this is like our way of giving homage to the peoples who were here first. We're on Coast Salish lands, we're on the Musqueam's lands, we're on the Squamish people and the Tsleil-Waututh people, and that's where Salal operates. So this is kind of our way, you know, like, we have specific programs, we get specific funding to help and prioritize Indigenous, culturally sensitive, culturally accurate assistance. And we can't, like, where we are in Canada, like, we're on a place that got here because of its colonial structures, because of, you know, damaging and pushing out the people that were here first. So everything that we do, we're decolonizing our internal structures, we're decolonizing the way that we do our work, you know, we're decolonizing the way that we present ourselves and the way that we are and move in the world. And we want to help those decolonial systems, like, thrive. So that's kind of a bit about our sort of internal mandate there.
Yeah, and with an intersectional approach, you can't really work on anti-oppression if you're not also working on decolonization, if you're not also trying to focus on all the different intersecting ways that oppression manifests, right? Which is often rooted in colonialism.
Yeah, turn that up. That's exactly right.
So you're here both to talk about Salal generally, but there is a specific event coming up, March 23rd to 30th, called Streaming for Survivors. What is Streaming for Survivors?
So this, Streaming for Survivors, or we call it S4S, is we're in our fourth year, and basically it is a full digital online event to create safer digital spaces. And it's a way for us to, we're obviously a nonprofit, so it's a way for us to fundraise to help these programs continue. So in the previous years, like, this kind of idea was born, like, through the whole COVID, you know, disconnection, everything went online. So it was a really great way to connect people in the community. And then it just took a life of its own. It went worldwide. We have streamers, like, a lot of it's Twitch, you know, gamers and RPGers and all that stuff. And we just had them kind of, like, to their peers, fundraise on behalf of survivors through Salal. This year, we've kind of shifted a bit of our approach to get more, like, content creators from Instagram or wherever, you know, like, to just increase the sort of breadth. We're hoping to raise $80,000 this year for survivors. It's a week-long event. So that means you can participate, like, as a streamer yourself and run your own stream to your own audience. We also have the opportunity to sponsor the event. And that means that you can get your name, if you're a business or if you're just, like, a sole proprietor, whatever they're called, you can get your name on some of our collateral that we put out face forward to the people. And then We also are running panels, which I can get into a little bit more, but Salal will be running these really amazing panels, which I can talk about in a second.
Sure, yeah. I really like the how there's, as you're mentioning, sort of the two parts where there's this sort of grassroots, crowdsourced people speaking to their audiences on their own platforms, and then you've also got these panels that are sort of presented from your voice or your or the organization's platform, and it touches a lot of different places. So I think that's interesting. The focus, you mentioned digital spaces and the idea that this program is happening sort of in those digital spaces. I think if you spend any time in any digital space, you will see that misogyny is rampant and that threats of violence and all of that are there. But I think it's still under-recognized, both the pervasiveness of that, but also the impact that those actions can have in online spaces. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, 100%. So, I mean, we're in the age of technology now, and that comes with all the amazing benefits, you know, like people being connected worldwide. But with any, you know, bright light comes a shadow. And the shadow side of that are trolls, like obviously hate speech and stalking and doxing, which is like basically, you know, just people getting your private sensitive information and trying to do bad things with it. So I've pulled up a stat from a report that came out in 2021, but it says that women and girls have been targeted by violence online. 15 to 58% of women and girls have been targeted online. So that's obviously a big range, but like that's already at the high end of that range, that's more than half, you know, and those numbers didn't include trans, they didn't include, you know, the marginalized genders. So it's a huge problem, and especially with the youth that are accessing the internet, and, you know, like it's hard. How are you going to watch a kid all the time, right?
Totally.
So there are some cool things that are happening. I don't know if you heard, but Canada is implementing a new law called the Intimate Images Protection Act, and it's to stop sextortion from happening. There's been some weird, freaky things happening with deepfakes and all that stuff. So people are like, it is coming up, and people are sort of starting to be aware of it. The whole purpose of Streaming for Survivors is that we understand that our community and the people that we serve are in online spaces. So by being able to talk about it, create, like, you know, the panels are all really, really amazing discussions. Having people go to their own community to talk about this and be sort of pillars and leaders in their spaces. Like, it's the, you know, word of mouth travels 10 times faster now that we have the internet. So if we get, you know, the people, the light workers in there doing their good work and talking about these issues and bringing awareness to it and creating those safe spaces where it's just all part of the cause.
Yeah, I think it's a really powerful opportunity to provide streamers with this sort of toolbox and with a sort of focused time and platform of the campaign to be able to either engage with this within their stream or even just to educate their audiences to the point that there's just a reduced tolerance for that kind of behavior and just a better knowledge of how to navigate that if it does arise.
Yeah, and you're seeing more and more like people saying like these are the community guidelines. Mm-hmm. Like, here are the rules if you want to interact with me, you know, no XYZ. So you are seeing it already kind of naturally blooming, but yeah, I mean, it needs a lot more attention. So mm-hmm. I'm glad we're able to do this type of thing.
For sure. Tell me a little bit about the panel discussions, maybe some highlights or just the general philosophy behind them.
Right. Yeah. So we have five amazing panels. We've got some crazy panelists who are going to be speaking. So they start the 23rd and they run until the 29th. The first one is going to be Cultivating Consent and Safety in Digital Spaces, and that's Saturday, March 23rd at 12 p.m. And it's going to be airing on our Twitch, All of our socials are Salal, SVSC. So you should be able to find it pretty easily if you just Facebook, you know, all that kind of good stuff there. We're also going to be doing a talk about the role of joy in healing. There's going to be a dreaming of intersectional feminist healthcare, one that is a little bit lighter and funnier. We're going to be doing Problematic Media Part 2, and it's going to be reality TV edition.
Lots of material there.
Yeah, that's Thursday, March 28th at 6 p.m. And yeah, there's going to be a talk about D&D. So basically, we've reached out. We've got our community members. We've, you know, so-and-so introduced us to so-and-so. So we are able to get some really amazing speakers to come have these panels and discuss these really crucial topics. So those are going to be airing throughout the week. So you can come pop on. And again, we're at Salal. SVSC. So it should be pretty simple to find us on Twitch, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook. Yeah, all that good stuff.
So to participate in the panels, you just show up to the Twitch account, Salal SVSC, S-A-L-A-L SVSC. In terms of, is there a place where people can go to find the streamers who are participating?
That is a good question. Oh, okay, schedule coming soon. Haha, I'm on the website, and it looks like once we've confirmed like the last minute joiners, then the schedule will be on our Salal website, which you can find if you just look up Streaming for Survivors, Salal. It's usually the first hit when you type in Streaming for Survivors on Google.
Are there other ways that listeners can either help or get involved with Streaming for Survivors?
Well, of course you can donate. So that is the kind of the whole thing that we're doing to putting a lot of energy behind this, because $40 funds an hour of our 24-hour crisis line and information line. So we receive like 4,000 calls a year. $100 will provide a survivor with one-on-one individual counseling session. $300 will mean that Salal can accompany two survivors to the hospital. Those are just so you know kind of like where the donations go and how they get used. But essentially, if you want to tap into anybody's stream, you can donate to them. We also have like our regular donation page open on our Salal website. And essentially, yeah, just have fun. And like, you know, if you're coming in as a viewer, you can interact with the streams and, you know, learn something, tell your friends about it, and, you know, donate what you can.
Great. And if there's anyone out there who needs to access Salal services, what is the best way to go about that?
So our crisis line, we kind of like converted it to be also an information line, because we can help direct you. If you're not in BC, for instance, and you want to know where your nearest this is or that, we even sometimes get calls from, you know, Europe, somebody's asking about this for that. So it's a lot of, we have a lot of information available to us to help people. So our line is 604-255-6344. And you can just call that line. It's 24 hours. People will get back to you right away. And they're all trained personnel who can help you figure out where you need to go and sort of guide you through what you're going through and where you can receive some help from.
Great. Thank you for that information and for letting us know about Streaming for Survivors. Is there anything else you think our listeners should know either about Streaming for Survivors or Salal?
I should have something catchy and fun to say, but no, I think just, you know, keep checking back and follow us on Instagram. We're posting a lot of stuff on there, or our Twitch or X, I guess. Yeah, just come into our world a bit and take a look and learn some things and have some fun. This is going to be a really, really amazing event. So hope to see you guys there. And Salal will be in the chats. So if you have questions for us or want to connect, we'll be online.
Great. Thanks a lot, Rosa.
Thank you.
That was my conversation with Rosa from the Salal Sexual Violence Support Center. You can find out more about Salal at salalsvsc.ca or on social media. Their accounts are all Salal SVSC. You can find out more about Streaming for Survivors at salalsvsc.ca/s4s. You can watch the streams. You can watch their panel discussions. You can donate. You can stream yourself. All sorts of things, all sorts of ways to get involved and support the great work that Salal does. And now, here on Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, we're going to hear an episode of the Rendezvous de la Francophonie, this one featuring Callie Linz, who is the executive director of the West Kootenay Regional Arts Council and the Columbia Kootenay Cultural Alliance. And she's going to speak about learning French in school and living and working in French and English in Montreal and Ottawa. But before that, we will hear a little bit of Francophone music. Again, local, featuring one of my favorites, Missy D, from the record Casse des Pas. This is Amuse-Bouche.
Après tous ces hauts et ces bas, ces zigzags, je suis pas vraiment sûre. Je me sens pas prête. J'ai besoin de temps.
Missy D, tu peux le faire.
Donne-leur, donne-leur.
Un amuse-bouche. Un amuse-bouche. Un amuse-bouche. Un amuse-bouche. Parlez-vous français? Viens jouer avec nos potes. Ah ah, oh oh, eh eh. Ah ah, oh oh, eh eh. Parlez-vous français? How do you say? Come on and enter the love. Viens jouer avec nos potes. Ah ah, oh oh, eh eh. Ah ah, oh oh, eh eh. Ouvre la bouche juste pour une chanson. Bouge tes hanches, ouais, pour une danse. De gauche à droite, ouais, si ça te tente. On est ensemble ces soirées-là, du Yannick ou Claude François. Homo, c'est 10, c'est caribou. Welcome, entrée, maison du Casa, ouais, on va zouker. N'y pense plus, dit Tahi, qu'un amuse-bouche avant la suite. Écoutez, bon appétit, voici du mi, si dit. Parlez-vous français? Come on and turn it up. Viens jouer avec nos potes. Ah ah, oh oh, eh eh. Ah ah, oh oh, eh eh.
I'm warm it up, cook it up. Amuse-bouche, French, English, pass the dish. I'm warm it up, cook it up. Amuse-bouche, French, English, pass the dish. I'm warm it up, cook it up. Amuse-bouche, French, English, pass the dish. I'm warm it up, cook it up. Amuse-bouche, French, English, pass the dish.
Parlez-vous français? How do you say? Come on and turn it up. Viens jouer avec nos potes. Ah ah, oh oh.